Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Bangladesh claimed their first win of the Tri Nations 2020 series in Zimbabwe, beating the hosts by 6 wickets with 15 balls to spare. Their confident run chase keeps them in with a chance of winning the tournament and ends Zimbabwe's run of 2 wins from their opening matches. Batting first, Zimbabwe made 149 for 8 as Hamilton Masakata scored another half century, but Bangladesh needed just 17.3 overs to overhaul their target. Masakata, coming off the back of innings of 62 and 55 in the opening games, hit 56 in 54 balls with 5 fours and a 6, while Brendan Taylor struck 27 in 13. However, it wasn't enough for Zimbabwe as Bangladesh, thanks to 41 not out from Nasir Hossain and 29 in 14 balls from Mamadullah, the pair of them putting on an unbroken half-century stand, got home with plenty of time to spare. Bangladesh must now beat South Africa tomorrow to maintain their chances of making the final. England will tour New Zealand to play 3 tests, 3 one-day internationals and 3 2020 internationals early next year. The tour will last from January until March, following on from the tour of India, and will be England's first visit since 2008, when they won the Test and T20 series but were defeated in the ODIs. Dunedin will host England in a test for the first time since 1966, and the other 5-day games will be played in Wellington and Auckland. Auckland, Hamilton and Wellington will host the 2020s, and the ODIs are to be held in Hamilton, Napier and Auckland. England will play 2 2020 warm-ups against the New Zealand 11 and a 4-day game at Queenstown against the same opponents ahead of the Test series. Ireland have added 20-year-old Limavady all-rounder Stuart Thompson to their squad to play Afghanistan in 2 one-day internationals on the 3rd and 5th of July. Thompson has impressed coach Phil Simmons with his performances for Ireland A, scoring 93 against Gloucestershire and 71 against Scotland A. Ireland currently sit on top of the World Cricket League Championship table with 10 points. The top two qualify automatically for the 2015 World Cup. Afghanistan are in 5th place, 4 points behind. Ireland have also named their squad for the ICC Intercontinental Cup match. Kevin O'Brien captains as William Porterfield is absent.